This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The mission of this 40 Days for Life, the vigil of prayer primarily at abortion clinics, is working. Simply looking at those known cases reported to its leaders, well over 400 babies have been saved. The effort is entering its final week. North Dakota is fighting to avoid the fate of Tennessee, that of a pro-life state with a state constitution interpreted by courts as promoting abortion. Both states have measures on next Tuesday's ballot allowing the people to instruct the government that abortion is not protected by any right that may be denied the unborn child. Highlighting abortion clinic conditions, criminal proceedings are underway in Britain, where two doctors agreed to perform sex selection abortions. And Stephen Chase Brigham, the abortion clinic operator that even pro-abortion advocates want to go away, has hired a registered sex offender as one of his clinic directors. This is Life News Radio. In the contest to decide what rights human souls will actually possess before governments and in the public arena, the heroes are becoming ordinary people like you. People are speaking up for life before their friends, in public conversation, and in the voting booth. People in the abortion business are quitting and speaking out. Ordinary people are living ordinary lives in heroic testimony to the value and love of human life. Join us in making a culture of life. The headline at lifenews.com, Picture of Grandma's Last Day at the Beach, offers a photo giving a good idea what hospice might best look like. The photo of Grandma smiling from a wheelchair in the ocean has now been viewed by well over 4 million. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.